They told me pa-ra-pa-pum-pum. A newborn king to see pa-ra-pa-pum-pum. Our finest gifts we bring pa-ra-pa-pum-pum. To lay before the king pa-ra-pa-pum-pum. Ra-pa-pum-pum. Ra-pa-pum-pum. So to honor him pa-ra-pa-pum-pum. When we
baby that was born on Christmas Day. It's a story told by a donkey, a star, and some shepherds. It's the real Christmas story, told to you by those who saw it. As the story is told, we will occasionally ask for your help in telling this story. So let's begin. Ella the star gazed down. She'd been a star for as long as she could remember, yet she never tired of watching the lives of people on Earth. Over the past few days, she'd been moving across the sky. She found herself gazing down on a little town, a town much like any other town. Everyone thinks that nothing big really happens in small towns. She was watching a young couple, a man leading a woman on a donkey, walking in the dark.
Ella almost felt sorry for them. This couple was special somehow. They were somehow different. She looked on as the couple went from door to door in the town. Ella said, "They look so tired. Let me shine a little brighter to help show the way. Will you light your candles to help me make the night even brighter?" Hold up your candles. There we go. Yeah. Joseph knocks on many doors. He tells Mary not to worry. It won't be long now.
It seemed the stars were shining brighter tonight. One star, just ahead, shone more brightly than the rest.
Joseph tells Mary, "This is Bethlehem. I hope we can find somewhere to sleep tonight."
They knocked and knocked at door after door. Can you help them knock by knocking on your pew? Door after door slammed in their faces. Finally, they found a smiling face in an open door. They found a place to rest, a stable where they kept animals.
"Are we there yet? I'm so tired. We've been walking for days. How much farther have we got to go?"
The long journey from Nazareth had made his hooves sore, and Max the donkey didn't think he could walk much farther. He was thankful to see an open door, a smiling face, and an arm beckoning them in. Somewhere to sleep at last. A stable. The smell of warm hay met his nostrils. Beautiful. A manger full of as much hay as he could eat stood in the corner. The master helped the mistress down from Max's tired back. Max sighed a happy sigh and started to chew on the sweet hay. Ah, this is the life. Time for sleep and counting sheep. Max the donkey was sleepy. He began to count slowly. Can you help Max count to 10 so that he can fall to sleep?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 10.
Mary woke Joseph. "It's time for the baby to arrive." Joseph held Mary's hand, and then a baby.
Joseph is so excited. It's a boy. Just like the angel said, his name is Jesus. Mary wrapped this tiny child and held him close. 10 fingers, 10 toes, he's perfect.
Mary forgot about the long journey to Bethlehem. It was just her, Joseph, and the baby in a cozy stable lit by starlight. On the hillside, shepherds sat, quietly watching sheep, dozing, dreaming, until they heard loud music, angels singing in the sky.
The angels called out, "Yippee! Hooray! Glory! The Peace Bringer is here! Can you help us sing joy to the world to let the world know how happy we are?"
To page 143 in your hymnals and join in.
Two verses, yeah.
And we're just going to do the first two verses.
Mm-hmm.
The shepherds talked among themselves. What's happening, man? What's going down? What's going down in the town? Who switched on all the lights? What's that you say? Good news?
A special baby's been born. The most special dude in all of history? The baby's asleep in a manger? This I have got to see.
Wait, a gift. Let's take a gift. But what?
A lamb.
But which?
Our best. Will you make soft baaing, baaing noises? Sounds as the shepherds leave for Bethlehem?
Bah, bah,
bah,
bah,
bah.
The shepherd went to Bethlehem. They wanted to see the baby the angels were singing about. Hidden away, they found a stable, and inside, a manger. And inside the manger, they found the baby.
Joseph is so amazed to see the shepherds, he asks them, "How did you find us?" And the shepherds tell of choirs and angels singing, a message from God about a baby who will bring peace.
Mary and Joseph were so happy with their gift. The shepherds returned to their hillside, amazed by what had happened. Max the donkey begins to stir. As he opened his eyes, he saw something very strange.
Is that a sheep here in the stable?
Max was certain there'd been no sheep there before. When he'd gone to sleep, he'd been counting sheep. Had he imagined one up in his head?
What's that? A baby in the middle of the hay?
The baby was just lying there, quietly sleeping. Max the donkey smiled to himself. This certainly was a strange night. A magically appearing sheep and a baby that seemed to come from nowhere. This isn't the end of the story. It's just the beginning. The baby Jesus really was a Christmas surprise. No one expected him to be born in a little out-of-the-way town, in a stable, and to a pair of nobodies. He simply wasn't who everyone was expecting. The little baby grew up to be a man who would change the world. He was different. And he was still not what anyone was expecting. Jesus has never stopped surprising people ever since that first night in a stable in Bethlehem.
And that little baby who grew up to change the world still surprises people all over the world. And whenever we get together, we remember Jesus by sharing a very simple meal together of bread and juice. And that's what we're going to do tonight. Austin, would you help me?
Of Carson, come on. You, would you help me, please? Here, I'll call you Fred. How about that, huh? Here, would you hold this? And would you hold this and come with me right here? Because Jesus, the very surprising thing about Jesus was, Jesus would eat with anybody. And that didn't happen when Jesus was alive. Jesus would eat with anybody. He would come over to anybody's house. He invited everybody to eat with him, even kids and babies and grown-ups and old people. He loved everybody, and everybody was always welcome to eat with him. And so you are all invited to come and take a piece of our bread and dip it in the juice and share in the remembering of Jesus this special night. These are the gifts of God for the people of God, and now is the time to come. Everybody. Here, scoot this way a little bit. Thank you. can't tell me, oh, sorry, you can't tell me that the Lord's Supper was a quiet occasion. Perfect. Thank you. Thank you. So now, if you would, if your candles are still lit, that's good. If they're not, turn them on, hold them up, and stand up if you're able, and we are going to sing Silent Night.
It's on page 145 in your hymnal, if you could all join us. We're doing three verses, 1, 2, and 4. 1, 2, and 4. We'll do that. There we go.
The angels, let's all call out Merry Christmas and welcome baby Jesus. Merry Christmas, welcome baby Jesus. You may keep your candles if you like, and we have goodies down in the basement for you all. Merry Christmas.